Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una, Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna ilma. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 26 to 32. To recap our previous lesson, on the day of justice, he, Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, the Satan, will deliver a khutbah, a sermon. It's called khutbatun batra. There's no praise of Allah, Jalla wa Ala. There is no salutations and peace upon the Master, alayhi salam. How you say for the enemy of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. That your enemy, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will cut them to shreds and pieces, abtar. So khutbah is feminine, so khutbah batra. He will address people after everything is decided and tell them, inna Allah wa'adakum wa'adal haqq. Verily Allah promised you and His promises are true. And I also promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, and I broke my promises. I made you a fool in simple terms. I had no authority over you, but I invited you. إِلَّا أَنْدَأَوْتُكُمْ, I embellished it, I adorned it, the casinos and the escort agencies and the brothels and the wine, dine and swine and all that carried on. First ajabatum li, and then majority of you, then you accepted my invitation. Look at the pornography, look at the zina, fornication, adultery, look at the affairs, and look at the gay brigade, the divorces, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not blame me, but blame yourself. Remember, O human being, that don't blame me. You did it, and you said you're enjoying yourself. وَمَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ مِمُصْرِخِي, nor can I assist you, and nor can you assist me. And remember that all of you now, me, you, whole happy lot, this azabi alim, painful, horrible, terrible punishment. Those who committed kufr and shirk, Allah forbid, for them the blasphemy, and for them the polytheism, painful punishment, eternally doom and gloom for them. Those people who have iman and righteous deeds, for them is jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, and they in jannat, they will just hear salam, salam, meaning peace, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Allah gives an example. Why does Allah give the example? Allah will tell us. Alam tara kayfa daraballahu mathalan kalimatan tayyibah. Allah set forth the example, the parable, a good word, kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Truly there is none worthy of worship, la ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah. Kashajaratin tayyiba is like a good tree, pure tree, the date tree. Asluha sabit, and you find the foundation of it, the roots of it, are right deep, deep down. So the asluha, the roots of it, sabit, firm, right deep, deep down. وَفَرُؤُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and the fruits of it right up in the sky, meaning that one date tree in Medina Munawwara, every year it gives 100 kilos, imagine. And in that semi-desert, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, every year it's giving its harvest and crops, كُلَّ حِينٍ, all seasons, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the permission of Allah. So you see that the Muslim with his iman is firmly grounded with his faith and the good deeds he does, Allah elevates him, and then he will get the fruits, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, and Almighty Allah gives forth these examples for people so that they take heed, they take lesson. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And we see in chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 21, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Almighty Allah gives these examples so that people must wonder, ponder and reflect. It's good for all times, all places and all circumstances. Today's lesson, chapter 14, and that is Surah Ibrahim, verse 26 up to 32, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiya, things are recognized by their opposites. So here Almighty Allah says, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, and the parable example of the word that is impure, that is full of pollution and dirt, كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ, is like a tree, خَبِيثَة. What is the meaning of khabitha? So khabitha will mean that, remember, that an impure tree, a rotten tree, a tree that is poisonous, a tree that will cause harm, a menace to society. The small noon you see there is noon qutni. How you take cotton, you join the material and fabric, noon qutni joins the words. So this refers to kufr and shirk and nifaq. I'll give you the verses. Kashajaratin khabithatin ijtussat. So it is like the tree, kashajaratin khabithatin ijtussat, that has been uprooted. Min fawqil ard, to the surface of the earth, meaning its roots are not deep. So anybody can just kick it and is brought to the surface of the earth. Ma laha min qarar, it has no stability. Take now each one of them. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 48, Allah speaks of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers you see in India and other places. I saw myself. People make the idols, people worship it, and then they get fed up, they just break it, they worship a new one. So these are the people, no stability, nothing. How can the idol help you? The animals come and they urinate, defecate on it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, verily Allah will never ever forgive those who committed shirk with him. They ascribed or associated somebody, something with him, Almighty Allah. For them, everlasting doom and gloom and Jahannam and hellfire. Second group, those people who are the kuffar, they reject Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. They reject the Quran Sharif, they reject the Hadith Sharif. So all these articles of faith they reject, we must remember. So in a case like that, Surah chapter 33, verses 64-65, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا, verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and prepared for them the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, no protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Then the munafiqeen and hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of iman and Islam. So for them, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And those people who are the hypocrites, only lip service, the name is Muslim, but inside is kufr, nothing else, and disbelief. And so many you will get today. Remember, there is no shortage of them. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. So they will be in the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. So these are the people Allah is speaking about. That the tree is a rotten tree, a tree that is poisonous and harmful. Allah protect us. Therefore, look at the next verse. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Almighty Allah keeps confirm. Allah Ta'ala confirms. Allah Ta'ala reaffirms. For those people who have true iman, true faith, they don't bother, they don't worry about the people who criticize them. And when they know they're on the truth, La yakhafu lawmat alaim, they don't fear the criticism of those who are criticizing. Amanu bil qawli thabiti. So those people who have true iman, Allah Ta'ala grants them the firm speech, the firm saying. Every time they will say, we are Muslim, and they don't compromise, they don't go and try and, you know, accommodate this one and this one. They will not try and appease people and sell Islam in the process. بِالْقَوْلِ ثَابِتِ Allah Ta'ala will increase, enhance their iman in this worldly life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ And when they are about to die, Allah Jalla Wala will let them leave with iman and Islam. How many a person we saw, the people are crying, he or she, that person is smiling, because they left with the kalima, they received the bishara and bushra and glad tidings. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ The malaika came to them and the angels came to them in their lifetime. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا Don't fear regarding the future. وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا Don't be sad and don't grieve regarding the past. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ And glad tidings are given to you. You're going to Jannat al-Firdaus. Therefore, one dua always make. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman wa amitna lal iman. Oh Allah, let us live with iman. Confirm, ya Allah, and make steadfast our iman. And wa amitna lal iman, let us die with iman. That is the golden passport to everlasting Jannah, prosperity, happiness, and joy. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ In this worldly life and in the year after. وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ And Almighty Allah leads astray the zalims, the oppressors, the tenpot dictators. Is not Almighty Allah leads them astray initially? They themselves decided. Today 7 billion plus people, 6 billion plus people decided. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا When they themselves deviated, Allah showed this is the path of Rahman, the divine path. That is the path of Shaitan, the satanic path. They themselves, 6 billion plus people, chose the satanic path. Chapter 61, verse number 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا When they decided to go on the wrong path, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ Allah let them go more and more in the wrong path. So never blame Allah for our own vices and sins. We are to blame. And don't apportion the blame to Almighty Allah. وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala does as He pleases. As He wants, He does. Now see Almighty Allah showing us. أَلَمْ تَرَى What don't you see? إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ to those people who change. Change means who did not appreciate. And they brought about amendments to the constitution. See the rabbis and the Jews, how they changed the Torah. See the clergy and the popes and the pastors, how they changed the Bible. See how the people changed their religion. For them, religion is expediency like the majority of politicians. بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا They changed the bounties of Allah into kufr. They said abortion legal, and they said that prostitution legal, gay brigade legal, everything they made legal. We invited the wrath of Allah. Then you look at the Arab tanpot dictators, that instead of giving the world Islam, they left Islam and they chose the way of the West. Boot-licking America, Israel and Europe and so forth, Allah forbid. So that is kufra. بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ kufra. So the disbelief and blasphemy. وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ أَحَلُّوا أَحَلُّوا means when it's something from on top comes and descends. So it descended on the people there. دَارَ الْبَوَارِ The abode of destruction and of annihilation. And what is that? Jahannam. So they're inviting Jahannam in their own cities, own countries, by changing what is pure and bringing that which is khabis and impure. The bikini parties, the musical concerts, the fornication, adultery, the wine, dine and swine, so all that. And they use the name Tasamuh. They say Islam is a religion. Remember of magnanimity, generosity. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. They want to justify their haram by using these words. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used the golden statement and said, Kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. People will use Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah. The words are correct. The connotation and meaning they take is totally rejected and refuted. Jahannama yaslawnaha. They enter Jahannam. They go to Jahannam and they'll enter it. وَبِئِسَ الْقَرَارِ And what a horrible place to be staying in and to be living there. Allah protect us. Read daily after Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times, hadith in Abu Dawood. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh beloved Allah, you save us from the fire. You protect us from the fire. Now who are these people? وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا And they made for Almighty Allah an equal. أَنْدَادًا نِدَّ Nid is the singular and andad, remember, is the plural. See Tawheed. What is Tawheed? Chapter 112. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ Say, Ya Rasool Allah, Ya Habib Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. Allahu Samad, totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, he's not the father of anyone, he's not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakullahu kufuwan ahad, and none is equal to him in any aspect, any respect. You can't say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any prophet or messenger or any creation are equal to Allah. If a person says that, he's straight out of the fold of Islam. So see what Allah is saying. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا You say Almighty Allah is unique in every aspect, in every respect. And in creation, the most highest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to understand things properly in the proper perspective. So these people, they made equal to Allah. They are idols and they are semi-gods and demigods and intermediaries. لِيُدِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ So these semi-gods, demigods and deities, they will lead them astray from the path of Allah, from the divine path. So they enjoy for a little while. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا Enjoy for a little while. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ Because remember your resting place. The place you will be returned to is Jahannam and the hellfire. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protect us. Almighty Allah forgive us for our sins and protect us from Jahannam. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَّهُمْ Remember the non-Muslims, they eat, they drink, they enjoy life as they say, and they enjoy like the animals, Quran is saying, and thereafter, وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَّهُمْ And the fire and Jahannam is their resting place. So, O human being, we have a greater purpose on this earth. We are not like the non-Muslims, we are Muslims. We are supposed to teach them what is the greatest message and greatest thing to do. But today, ma'al asafi shadid, it is unfortunate, instead of we leading them, they leading us in most instances. So the ayat are recited, they are like animals enjoying, and then the fire is their resting place. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and verse number 12. So there Almighty Allah is making it clear. قُلْ You say and give them the message, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Give a message to those people who are my servants. لِعِبَادِيَ This you call al-idhafa li-tashrif. My special, special servants. My true servants. My loyal servants. لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا To my special loyal servants who brought iman, who brought faith. They don't care about people and criticism. يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ They perform salat themselves and they make others also read. The wife reads, the husband reads. The parents read, the children read. The employer reads, the employees read. The teacher reads, the students read. So that is يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Why is salat called salat, the five daily prayer? Because as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi, the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً And they spend. When you go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, then you see one word is used there. For the tunnel, that nafaq, nafaq. وَيُنْفِقُوا And they spend. So nafaq is a hole, like a big hole. So you're making a hole in your pocket. You say, Ya Allah, I'm spending on the creation of Allah, but I will take from your unlimited treasures, O Allah. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ And whatever you spend, مِنْ شَيْءٍ 1 cent, $1, 1 rupee, 1 rand, so Allah will give you a better replacement in this world and in the year after. Subhanallah. يَمَحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah will wipe out and erase the interest and the usury and the sood and riba. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ And your charity, voluntary charity, Allah will increase it, increase it. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ And whatever zakat, the compulsory charity you give, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and you do it for the love of Allah, so Almighty Allah will give you much, much more, and the reward will be repeated, multiplied many, manifold. We need to have that conviction. We need to have, remember, that belief. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ So the zakat you gave, chapter number 30, and that is Surah Rum, and verse 39, it will be multiplied many, many fold and many times. From what we gave you, not your business acumen and your degrees, it is a decree of Allah. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً Secretly, privately. You, Allah, Allah first, you and the recipient only knows. وَعَلَانِيَةً And in front of people. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ Before the day comes, the day of justice. لَا بَيْءٌ فِيهِ There's no business, no trade on that day. Wala khilal, and no friends there, no one to assist us, no barrister, no attorney, no lawyer, no senior counsel, no one. It's me, you, and our own personal deeds. Who is Allah? Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah created. He is the only khaliq. Khaliq means to create, insert the ruh, the soul, and the spirit in that. Show me one doctor, professor, scientist who can do that. Almighty Allah says from now till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice, they can never do so. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They cannot even create a single fly. Create from nothing into something, and in ensoulment must take place. Inserting the ruh, that is giving, creating. So they can never create a single fly, even if all of them, professors, doctors, scientists come together. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, and verse number 73. That is the glory, the beauty, and the style and diction of the noble Quran. So we must understand what Allah is teaching us. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He, Almighty Allah, created the heavens and the earth. And the heavens, whatever is above our head, the clouds, the stars, the sun, the moon, and everything else. وَالْأَرْضِ, we see the land, the sand, the splendid earth, everything. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He, Almighty Allah, sent down from the clouds, zikrul mahal wa muradul hal. Sky is mentioned, but the clouds are mentioned. Amen. Antum anzaltumuhu min al muzni am nahnul munzilun. Are you sending down the water, the rain from the clouds, or are we sending it down? Obviously it's Allah. Every droplet, therefore, when it starts raining, take your hand out and say, Hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi. The latest bounty from my Allah, Jalla wa Ala, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Wa anzala min as-samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi min as-samarati rizqan lakum. Thereafter, subsequently, He, Almighty Allah, produces through the rain the fruit and the result of it. We see the vegetation, we see the fruit, we see our garden. Everything now revived, rejuvenated, it seems. We ourselves, we feel so happy, and the farmers are smiling. Rizqan lakum, and that is sustenance for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ. You human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Allah created the creation to serve you. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, created this universe for your benefit, O human being. So because you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, so therefore we need to understand, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ. He created for your benefit. مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything on this earth. Surah 2 and verse number 29. Imagine the mercy, the grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah. We take a 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin, we throw in the river, dam, sea, it goes down. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكُ. Allah Ta'ala subjugated for you, made subservient for your benefit, the ships and the boats going. لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. And they're moving from city to city, country to country, continent to continent. On the ocean, بِأَمْرِ, with His command, the command of Almighty Allah. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. And He made subjugated for you your rivers and your streams, everything. So say, اللَّهُمَ لَكَ الشُّكْرُ كُلُّ. اللَّهُمَ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كُلُّ. May Almighty Allah make us His true servants and slaves. Protect our iman and let us die with iman and Islam. And Allah makes that the best day of our life. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِنَا يَوْمَ نَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.